I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, joining us now is probably the most questionable person we can have on this podcast, Christina Schulman from Bachelor in Paradise. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, slightly caught off guard.
So thanks for taking the call from us. I know we've talked about this briefly. The name of this podcast is Help, I Suck at Dating. And since you and I have dated each other, I would love for you to tell me why and what I do that's so sucky at dating.
Oh, this is a bad question. It's a good one. The list is endless. I'm just kidding. Okay, well, can we start with communication? Are we serious about this?
Yeah, get serious. We got to get to the bottom of it.
Well, yeah, okay. So what I've noticed with you is, I'm sure the rest of America has too, that you have this wall up and you're always joking and you're smiling, but as soon as someone gets past that wall, like, you have a lot to say, you have a lot going on, and between you and me, I think I've noticed that fairly early on, especially in Paradise when you're, like, constantly talking feelings. I think you didn't have any other choice except to talk them, and, I mean, you're better at communication now because I think you're a little bit more open to me and to everyone else. But I think that was a huge thing.
But don't you think it's more fun to have a dating relationship where all you do is laugh and smile the whole time instead of talking about feelings?
Well, of course. But, I mean, you can have all of those things, but how does the relationship get stronger or deeper without talking feelings? I mean, it's supposed to be all fun and flirting and laughing in the beginning, but eventually I think it has to move into some kind of
I agree. I think that makes sense. Okay, so what else? You said that was just the first thing.
And also, I mean, we were in Paradise, and I think there wasn't really much time for all that flirtation and laughter, but maybe it's just me putting pressure on it.
No, I mean, the podcast doesn't help Christina sucks at dating. It's Help, I Suck at Dating.
So, That's right. I got to shift my focus.
Yeah, yes. Don't put the blame on yourself here. Okay, so what about, besides communication, what else is there?
Why you suck at dating?
Yeah, from your experience. Because, I mean, you know, we've talked about this, and it's hard because obviously we've had a lot of private conversations, and we've talked quite a bit. So it's like
This is really weird for me to just completely constantly tell you how terrible you are at dating. because, like, I was that person interested in dating you, and now telling you how bad you are, it's kind of weird. But another thing, I guess, you tend to, like, sugarcoat things and not say exactly how you feel. You try to find a roundabout way. But sometimes it's best to just say it.
Right.
It might hurt. I know I've told you this multiple times, but it's going to sting in the moment. It's better than finding out later.
No, I agree. I think that that's definitely the thing that I struggle the most with. Well, maybe not the most with, but the communication and the honesty that hurts someone, right? It's important to be honest, but when that honesty hurts someone, it makes it a little bit harder, I would say.
I agree, but it's still, I think, better because at least you're being honest.
All right, Christina, next question for you.
Oh, gosh.
Am I a good kisser?
Yes.
Yeah? That's all?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
what?
I feel weird talking about all of this, but no, you're a good kisser.
Give me, on a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. 3.2.
That's pretty generous. Thank you.
I'll give you a 9.
Okay, so say I was at a bar randomly in Lexington, right? And we hadn't known each other. We never met each other. Do you think that we still would have, met and hit it off like we did?
From my perspective, I don't usually meet people at a bar, so I probably wouldn't have given you a chance.
How do you normally meet people?
I mean, when I go out to a bar, it's just to have fun with my friends.
Oh.
How do I meet people?
Yeah.
Friends of friends.
Okay.
But I'm sure eventually we may have met somehow. I mean, first of all, it's Lexington. It's fairly small. So people run into each other all the time. Next question.
I mean, this is sufficiently awkward, so I think we're off to a good start. All right, Christina, 20 years from now, if someone mentioned my name, would you think, what a jerk, or would you think, he's a nice guy, those were good times?
I think I will always think you're a nice guy because I think you do have a good heart and you are kind, maybe not in dating, but I think that also comes with maybe like age and maturing and still learning about what is it that you want.
But I'm older than you.
20 years. What is it?
I'm older than you, and I'm considerably more mature than you are.
Have you heard that? Oh, my gosh. No, that is not the case. Anyway, 20 years from now, I will look back, and I'll be like, that was a good guy. That was a good lesson.
Oh, good lesson.
I mean, I learned a lot from trying to date you.
What was the lesson? I'm asking because, I mean, obviously, like, I've learned a lot of lessons personally just watching everything back, right? And I know that it's not easy for us to, like, watch ourselves back on TV or anything like that. But we're, like, obviously doing it very publicly and, like, everyone's able to watch us and have their own opinion about it. So I know what I've learned and I'm continuing to work on that. And I obviously appreciate you being there to help me work on it with me. But, like, what do you think you learned, do you think?
Well, this is your podcast. So what did you learn?
No, we've talked about that enough.
Sorry, this sometimes is tough.
No, come on. I'm curious. We haven't actually really talked about that.
What did I learn?
Yeah.
With the conversations we've had, I know I probably came off aggressive a few times, but I'm learning to be a little bit more sensitive.
More sensitive? I think you already are sensitive.
You thought so?
Yeah.
There's also improvements for me. And I also think I need to let, what did I learn? To let the other person speak a little bit more.
How's that?
I get carried away with trying to get my point across when in fact I need to hear theirs too.
All right, Christina, well, I'm sorry for kind of blindsiding you with this phone call, but I appreciate you taking the time to awkwardly talk about our dating foibles.
It's only awkward if you make it.
Well, I'm making it awkward, so it's sufficiently awkward right now.
Are you serious?
What?
Maybe I'm getting some pleasure out of this awkwardness. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. That makes one of us. All right. Well, thanks again. I wish you the best, and I'll talk to you soon. I mean, obviously.
Good luck. This is going to be great. I know it will.
You're the best.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.